Danny Lang.
How you like that?
Kindly state your
name. Danny Lang.
I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
Tech worth of sound.
What?
Notice, they're high, so this will be a good show.
Yeah.
What you hear is real and true. No restrictions, and no names will be changed. This is of an adult nature. And if you are afraid of the truth and easily offended, then you need to turn away. If not, then welcome to Danny Land. Everything else is just regular radio.
Woot woot, hello, hello. How are ya? My name is Danny Trekolinski. I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida. Locked in my house, kind of like my bunker. I waited on the podcast today for a reason, and I'm going to try and have a podcast out every single day this week. Hopefully by mid-afternoon. But I wanted to see how the Dow Jones would close. Okay, well, first of all, about this show, okay? 25, 27-year radio veteran, but the thing is, I believe in black and white. There is no gray. And the mission statement, well, that's a big one with management, too. Absolutely. Protect the brand. What is your mission statement? The mission statement is basically putting the word real in reality. You have your opinion. You have your feelings. Feelings and opinions are not wrong because they're subjective. However, you can look as it applies. Your opinion applies to a particular situation. You may end up being wrong. Yeah? I am not always correct. I would say that perhaps my success rate is about 98%. It's one of the few things I do well. I don't have six-pack abs. I'm not going to be, running a marathon or anything like that. But I pretty much know what I'm talking about. You can always respond Facebook on Radio Danny, or you can actually send emails to this site that you're listening to the podcast on. Love the feedback. If you're angry, you're pissed off, and it's a negative feedback, that's so much better. That's fun. That's entertainment. Okay, so you got up this morning, and hopefully you flipped on the news, and you found out that basically, with the Dow Jones, we're fucked. Here's more.
U.S. stock markets plunged in early trading Monday following a big drop in Chinese stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 1,000 points in early trading, and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index fell into correction territory. That's Wall Street jargon for a drop of 10% or more from a recent peak.
All right, how about that news report? How about me going the extra mile to find audio of a reporter that's a sophomore in high school? He's not pretty credible, Danny. He's like 15, growing a prince mustache. Jesus, Danny, come on. All right, so what does that mean? Opening up with a drop of 1,000 and what did it say closed down? Was it negative? Okay, so the Dow is down 588. It's called a Black Monday. Here's the thing. My mother is going to be 76 in October, still works full-time. She's a corporate credit manager. You know what she said to me on Friday? Well, of course not, because if you were in my house, you would be trespassing, and I would have probably had you arrested. She said, look, this economy is not good. The bottom is going to fall out. And she said on Friday, you saw what happened with China the way it closed on Friday. You watch Monday when it opens, and we're in trouble. Damn, she's right again. And I keep saying this, but I mean, the people just don't get it. We're in a very precarious position. I often refer to our nation as pretty much like an aisle in Kmart. Yeah, 80% of it is broken. 96.5 million Americans are out of the workforce. Now the blowhards in Washington will sit there and say, the unemployment is down. Is that well? That's because people have run out of their unemployment benefits and they can no longer apply for unemployment. Here in Florida, look at that, $275 a week. How about that? I mean, that's good enough for me to be pushing around a grocery cart and pissing in a pickle juice jar. That's living large, huh? We're in trouble, and it's got to be fixed. However, most of America this morning was just absolutely destroyed by the announcement of One Direction. That's that the real cute boy band that got teenage kids, specifically daughters. You know, they probably posters in their room, and you know they cry uncontrollably about this stupid band. It makes you as a parent wonder, you know, time to take it to the psychologist and get her on some pills. But this is big, big news.
E! News can confirm the boy band will take a hiatus beginning in March. A source says the reason is so they can work on individual projects for a while. An insider adds, they are not splitting up, they will remain close and plan to work together in the future. They are great friends and fully support one another. They are very aware that they are able to work on their own stuff as well as remain together. This is an exciting time for them creatively and as a group. The news comes just months after Zayn Malik announced he had quit the band. At the time, Zayn said he wanted to be a normal 22-year-old who was able to relax and have some private time out of the spotlight. It was later revealed he signed a record deal for his solo career.
No, dear God. All right, let's break this down. Hiatus, first of all, a one-year hiatus. I've been on hiatus 4.5 years now. I've been on hiatus. I would call that a hiatus. Can we be honest here? Can we just break it down to the basics of what's really going on? What are these guys, 22, 23? They're freaking millionaires, all right? They're good-looking. They're young. They have millions of dollars in the bank. And let's be honest, I mean, 22, 23-year-old guy, testosterone is ripping through their brains, all right? I think they'd walk around with constant erections. And you want to know what they're going to do? I'm sorry, being frank. They're going to go out there and bang a lot of girls. And then they'll be back with another CD. End of story. But one of the guys left the band like 3 weeks ago. I had to go on the internet. And I had to find some reactions of these teenage girls. This guy just freaking leaving the band. And again, if you are a parent of a teenager and you deal with it, I've been married twice. I have no children. So I don't know what this would be like to deal with. But if I had to come home, I mean, my daughter is, you know, freaking out over a guy leaving a band. She's crying and she's posting videos on the internet. I would be drinking every single night. I'd be taking a Xanax like it was coming out of a Pez dispenser. Yeah, I might even go to a bad part of town and look for a syringe. This is very stressful.
So I literally wake up and Zayn is leaving? What the f***? I'm like crying. No.
I want to press the button so hard and rewind back like 3 years ago when they were prime.
Look at this. It won't look right without him. I'm so embarrassed, but it just won't look right.
That's too much. I'm having a beer. Got to calm my nerves. All right, if that was my daughter, oh God, where would I begin? Well, the first thing I would do is I would take a visit into her bedroom. And of course, I would look underneath the bed and look in the closet to make sure that Jared Fogle wasn't there. But that's another story. And then I would say, you know, welcome to Reality City, sweetheart. I'm the mayor. Please listen to me. You know, instead of, taking selfies for 90 minutes, and posting them to Instagram and crying over this band that you're never, ever going to meet, you know, why don't you take this time that you now have in your hands and maybe do something to help the family? Maybe assist your mother and maybe do something around the house here, huh? Why not be a productive member of the family? Or better yet, forgive me. Why don't you apply this new time you have on your hands right now by sticking your freaking nose in your schoolwork? Because if you continue on this path of Loserville, I gotta be frank with you. You're gonna end up wearing a paper hat and talking into a microphone and putting food in a bag and throwing it outside a window. That's what's gonna happen. Have you been following this AshleyMadison.com story? If not, here, I'll give you the Cliff Note version. AshleyMadison.com is a website you go to, and you pay some money, I guess, to belong. And basically what it is you're hooking up. You're married, but you're hooking up with other married people, and you're cheating. That's what you're doing, all right? Here's a theory, forgive me, but once you get married, perhaps you should stop dating. Call me freaking quick. Look, if you want to go out there, you want to bang the freaking city, go ahead, do that. Don't be married, all right? But the funny thing is the website got hacked. Oh, yeah. And some familiar names start bubbling up as members, one of which is Josh Duggar. Last month, we found out that Josh Duggar was molesting his sisters when he was a child. And now he one-ups himself by being involved in Ashley Madison. Listen to this news clip.
Just one day after the hacked Ashley Madison data seemingly revealed that Duggar had not one but two accounts for the affair service, the former family values advocate released a statement through his parents' website Thursday. Duggar does not address Ashley Madison directly, but does write in part, "I have secretly over the last several years been viewing pornography on the internet, and this became a secret addiction, and I became unfaithful to my wife. While publicly stating I was fighting against immorality in our country, I was hiding my own personal failings."
Oh, jeez. Okay, Alex, let me see. I will take people who are full of shit for 100, please. Thank you. Okay, couple of things. He released a statement on his parents' website. What are you, 12? Your dad got called and visited with the principal? Look, you're a freaking adult. Why don't you, and again, here's the thing. If you're a pervert, and nobody's getting hurt, and it's a mutual consent, fine, whatever. Be a pervert, that's fine. Watch your porn. Stick a tennis ball in your mouth. Get a gimp mask, a bottle of Wesson oil, whatever you want to do, okay? But don't freaking hide it. You cheated on your wife. I mean, molesting your sisters wasn't good enough? And then I just, you know what really upsets me? I saw this post just like about 5 minutes ago where the wife supposedly is going to forgive him and she's saying that I must be doing something. No, you haven't done anything wrong at all right? You got taken advantage of. And what you ought to do is divorce this piece of shit because he ain't going to change. He's sorry he got caught. And then he plays the addiction card. Now look, addiction is real, all right? He's not addicted. He's afraid he got caught, and he's blaming on an addiction, and now he's got a weakness, now we got to take care of him. Oh, horse shit. Kick him to the curb. Next. Okay, how we doing? Good? All right. My name is Danny Czeklinski. Again, this is Danny Land. I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida. Love it if you were my Facebook friend. All kinds of on Facebook. It's very interactive. Radio Danny is what you got to look for. All right. Thanks for sticking with the podcast this long. I will not disappoint you. Okay. Yeah. I got four aces in my hand. And guess what? Play or go to play. That's happened last week. It's one of those stories you come across maybe every 2 months. Let's just get into it. Allow me to read the headline. No, oh, look, see, people on social media right now. Yep, it's blowing up. 910-pound woman reveals a life of pain. The quote, "I want to live." My initial thought is, perhaps you ought to consider salad. But let's go. Oh, boy. As the world shrank, Marie Bauman grew. With every loss, her son, her mother, her grandmother, the Harlem woman gained weight, becoming so large she stopped being able to walk or even move her own legs. But it wasn't until Friday. Really? When Bauman felt ill enough to call 911. Yeah, exactly. The only people she would call before was like pizza delivery. That she realized how bad things had become. Wait, what was the... 910 pounds. So, when you rolled into the bathroom and you got on that grain scale and it said 903, you know, that wasn't a sign. 910 was. Okay, just checking here. Okay. So on Friday, she called 911. She was unable to make it out of her own front door. In order to get Bubba to the hospital for treatment, fire department had to use a crane to lift the 910-pound woman through the side of her second-floor apartment. Now, look, hey, I'm not in the greatest shape, okay? I could afford to lose some pounds. And you know what? We are kind of like an obese society. If you aren't happy that way, that's fine. Who cares? All right? But when a crane comes to your house to remove you through a window, there's a problem. Bowman says, it was the first time I discovered I couldn't get out of my apartment. Since you were 600 pounds, you probably couldn't get out of bed to get to the doorway. I had grown too big. Anybody notice an understatement on the field? And that was frightening, because you don't think, never once, that I wouldn't be able to get through the door. God, where's Weird Al?
You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it.
Here we go. Yeah, continues, trust me. Let's see here. But now Bowman, 70, by the way. She's 910 pounds and she's 70. She's still ticking. She's ready for a second chance, she told the Post Saturday in an exclusive bedside interview. Oh, yeah, really? I mean, what else is she going to be? Huh? On a treadmill? This is my life, not a show. I want to live. I'm here in the hospital because I want to live. As she reflected of years of lost loves and pain, and I would also imagine bags of chips and French onion dip. I'm determined to get better. Weight reduction, exercise. Good Lord. Well, you're going to register in the Richter scale. When emergency responders took Bowman to St. Luke's Hospital Friday, it was the first time she had been outside her apartment in nearly a year. I would be very safe in assuming she probably smelled like an open sewer. They tore out the frames and all the knocking and hammering, only to find them still wider than the frame. By this time, emergency responders were able to wrap a yellow netting around Bowman and maneuver her outside, and a crowd had developed. Oh, really? Well, hello, no shit. You're walking down the street. And you see a 900-pound person being removed from their apartment via a crane. What are you going to do? Keep walking? Are you out of your mind? Cruel bystanders. Okay. This is debatable. Began cheering and clapping when rescue workers finally got her through the window and down to the ground by the crane. They applauded when they got me through the window to the ground. It made me feel very bad, like a spectacle. Exactly. Here you go. Radio Gold. Bowman had last left her home in September. That was also the last time she was able to walk. Here's a quote. I was just coming home and it happened all of a sudden. I was pivoting to sit down on the bed, and then I couldn't swing my other leg back, and I was frozen. This just gets better. I keep trying to move my legs, but I just can't do it. I don't know when this occurred. Believe me, I have a loss of appetite. Get ready, here it comes. That's what she said. In spite of the chicken leg in her hand and an unwrapped turkey sandwich beside her bed. God, Chew, woman! Chew! No, come on, that's too far. It's uncalled for. It's insensitive. People have feelings. Feelings are real. And you're going to have to go and talk to HR after the show. And we're gonna sign you up for a sensitivity training course. Oh, dear God. Seriously, what the hell has happened to the balls of this country? Shall we get back to the story? Sure. She has been able to survive with the help of aides who visit her home daily, but says that as she got larger, they failed to help her. Well, hold on a second. You're 910 pounds. I don't think they were capable at that point of moving you. You're like a small island at that point, okay? Let's see here. She's hoping that with proper medical help and prescription diet, she will finally be able to lose the weight and get her life back before it's too late. I'm hoping that they can help and I'll be able to walk again. Oh, great. I can hear, look, I hear her coming now. There you go, once again, very insensitive. HR, I'll be meeting number two. We're going to put this in your personal file. All right, let's wrap this up. The traumatic experience of having a... Let me try again. The traumatic experience of having a crane lift her from her home was not without its silver lining, she said with hope in her voice. Feeling the sun on my face again never felt so good. Okay, in my mind, it conjures up that this old reference, but I think it's accurate. Remember the opening of the Flintstones? Yeah, Fred's and the family, they're going to the movie, or they're going to get some food or whatever, and they pedal up, and you put those big old brontosaurus ribs, and then the car falls over. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing her laying on the sidewalk, sun on her. I'll be there for like 4 hours. Should be medium rare. And ready for all of us. Full job, eat it, eat it. Well, how about that? Was that more entertaining than an office invasion or a morning mugging? Bumper stickers and coffee mugs, bring it to the office, and then I'll play the birthday game and song of the day, and
Really?
Okay, really appreciate you listening to the podcast, seriously. I think we got a good thing going here. As I made mention, other characters, their personalities. I mean, people with substance will be added to the show. And I'm very, very excited about that because they are both highly talented people. So, all right. Have yourself a great night, great day, whatever the case may be. And tune in again to Dannyland.
Dannyland.